walk you home or carry you home.
Okay. Well, let's say that your car got stuck out in the mud somewhere. You might have to ask somebody to take a roof and do what?
Put it out.
Okay, or if your car is stalled in the creek, you might have somebody to give you a
job.
Or get behind you and
push.
Okay. What about if you had to carry a very heavy suitcase for a long distance? Instead of saying just I carried it, you might say what?
Instead of carrying the suitcase, tote.
Okay. Or let's say if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking something and one of your children comes in, you might say, well, now, that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch.
Okay. What about if there was a, let's say, a pen over there on top of that filing cabinet and you wanted it, you might ask me to...
Pass the pen.
Okay. What about, what do you call that thing on a football field, you know, that you cross and you make a touchdown, that's the what?
Goal line.
Okay. Or if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to?
Catch it.
Mm-hmm. I catch it now. Yesterday I?
Caught.
And I have?
Caught.
Okay. What about if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll?
Wait.
Okay. Well, if your husband has a man who works for him, and that man just works all the time, and your husband decides to discharge him, he might say, well, I think I'm going to get
rent.
Mm-hmm. And after he discharges the man, if, let's say, he comes back to your husband, he might say, well, come on, just give me another
try.
Okay. Well, if somebody has a smile on his face and just a pleasant word for everybody, you'd say he seems to be in a good
mood.
Okay. Well, what about a person who really doesn't know what's going on, but you might say he, like he knew it all?
X.
Okay. Well, what about if a boy left his best